The Democratic-led Vermont House has failed to override a veto by Republican Governor Phil Scott of a bill that would have established a paid family leave system in the state. The vote on Wednesday was one vote short of the two-thirds majority needed to override Governor Scott's veto.
Those voting yes, 99. Those voting no, 51. And you have sustained the governor's veto.
The governor said he could not support the family and medical leave plan because it included a $29 million payroll tax. The bill would have guaranteed up to 12 weeks of paid parental or bonding leave and up to 8 weeks of paid family care leave. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.